When you read Paul's letters, it's clear that he loved sports analogies. In Philippians 3, Paul gives us three pieces of advice for running the race of faith. First, don't get distracted. Second, follow godly examples. And third, keep looking ahead because your citizenship is in heaven. Stephen Davey explores these important truths here on the Wisdom Journey. Stephen called this lesson Coaching Advice from a Veteran Athlete.
On May 6, 1954, Roger Bannister became the first runner to break the 4-minute mile in a race. He ran the mile in 3 minutes and 59.4 seconds. Well, less than 2 months later, his record was broken when John Landy from Australia ran the mile in 3 minutes, 57.9 seconds. Well, August 7th of that same year, these two men competed against one another, and this race was billed as the Miracle Mile, since they were still the only two athletes to have broken the 4-minute barrier. Millions of people listened to the live coverage or read about it later in the newspapers. John Landy led for almost the entire race, but Roger Bannister was narrowing Landy's lead. And as they approached the goal, Landy was a few steps ahead, but then he broke a cardinal rule in racing. He looked back. He glanced over his left shoulder to see where Bannister was, and Bannister ran past him on his right and won the race. But when you read the letters of Paul, it's pretty obvious that he enjoyed athletics. He used numerous analogies from the world of sports. He talked of boxing, wrestling, but especially running. He's already done that here in his letter to the Philippians. And as we come back again to chapter 3, Paul delivers, you know, some advice that a coach might give his team. Paul's first piece of advice is this: don't get distracted. Paul writes here in verse 12, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own." Now, Paul is referring here to persistent purity and spiritual maturity. In other words, he's saying, I haven't arrived yet. And let me tell you, if Paul hasn't arrived yet in his life at this point, well, we haven't arrived either. If Paul considers himself a work in progress, well, that's how we ought to think about ourselves as well. Now, Paul gives some good advice here as we struggle in our own race of faith. He writes here in verse 13, "But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead." I love his single-mindedness here, this one thing I do. My missionary father used to tell me, "Stephen, there are a lot of Christians out there who dabble in a dozen things but never focus on this one thing, running the race for Christ." Now, this phrase, forgetting what lies behind, is Paul's way of saying, I'm not going to look back over my shoulder like John Landy did and slow down because of it. Now, this doesn't mean that Paul has forgotten his past sins. He certainly remembers persecuting the church in his earlier years. What he means is that because of Christ's forgiveness, those sins of the past are no longer going to slow him down. He doesn't dwell on them anymore, because Jesus Christ has forgiven them. We can't run our race looking over our shoulder. Instead, we need to keep looking ahead, like a runner who concentrates everything on crossing that finish line. And what's the finish line? Well, Paul tells us here in verse 14, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So the prize is being in the glorious presence of Jesus. Let me put it this way. The finish line is the front gate of heaven. Whatever might glitter in this world cannot compare to the home God has prepared for you. People today are trying to get all the gold they can. Beloved, in your future home, you're going to discover the gold is so common that the Lord uses it to pave the streets. It'll be as common as concrete or asphalt. You're going to walk on the streets made of gold. Now, Paul's second piece of advice is simply this: follow godly examples. The apostle tells us plainly to follow those who are worthy of being imitated. Now, this kind of looking around isn't distraction, it's instruction. Paul even offers himself as an example, as he writes here in verse 17. Brothers, join in imitating me. Now, this sort of sounds like Paul might be getting a little proud here. When I was growing up, we'd say that somebody who spoke like that was getting a little too big for his britches. But Paul isn't becoming that at all. In fact, he goes on to say in this same verse, keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. Now, Paul already told us he hadn't arrived. No believer has. But Paul is progressing. And there are Christians in your life. There are Christians in your church who can give you good counsel, who can encourage you. Their lives are worth imitating, worth patterning after. So you need to be on the lookout for people like that who will inspire you to walk with Christ so that, you know, you can say with Paul, this is the one thing I want to do more than anything else, run the race for the glory of Christ. And, you know, that's so important because the world is filled with bad examples, isn't it? In fact, too many Christians are imitating the wrong people, the wrong lifestyles. Paul writes here in verses 18 and 19, for many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. He's talking here about unbelievers, enemies of Christ, and the message of his cross. These bad examples will also, by the way, include professing Christians whose lives betray an empty, false faith, a dead faith. They profess Christ, but they do not possess Christ. And their lives prove it. How? Well, they have no interest in the things of Christ. You need to steer clear of their example. They're running their race, but they're running it in the wrong direction. Now, here's Paul's third piece of advice for Christian athletes who want to run their race of faith for God's glory. Here it is. Keep looking ahead. Paul writes here in verses 20 and 21, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body. Now, we tend to think of ourselves as citizens of our home country, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. Paul was grateful for his Roman citizenship. And let me tell you, we ought to be good citizens of our country today, the best we can be, so long as we don't violate the Word of God. Paul happens to be writing this letter to rather patriotic Roman citizens. In fact, the Greek word that Paul uses here for citizenship is polituma. This term gives us words like politics, politician, policeman, even metropoles. The related Greek word polis means city. Now, we know from history that Caesar Augustus had given the city of Philippi special status as a colony of Rome because they had in the past been loyal to their emperor. Citizens of Philippi were thus given an exemption from paying any taxes to Rome. So you can imagine it's quite a privilege, a benefit to live in Philippi as a citizen of Rome. Now, Paul isn't trying to throw cold water on their patriotism. He's just reminding them that they belong ultimately to another kingdom, another empire. They have a greater country. They have a more noble king, King Jesus. Paul calls the Christian an ambassador for Christ in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. We can't lose sight of that concept. Think of it this way. You've been assigned by God to an embassy post somewhere on earth. You are on assignment as God's ambassador in a foreign country. Even though you might have been born in that country, you speak the language of that country, you've got citizenship papers in that country, you are ultimately representing another country, another kingdom. You are an ambassador on earth representing the kingdom of God. Well, with that, Paul concludes this chapter by reminding us that Jesus Christ is coming back. And when he does, we're going to have our lowly bodies transformed to be like his glorious body. In other words, we're going to be robed with the insignia and glory of our true home country, which happens to be the kingdom of heaven. Well, until that day when we change our post on earth for our place in heaven, let's run the race well. And here's some good coaching advice from Paul. Let me repeat it. Don't get distracted, follow godly examples, and keep looking ahead. Well, until we set sail again next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, the president of Wisdom International, and this is the Wisdom Journey. Remember, as you run your race of faith, don't get distracted. Follow godly examples and keep looking ahead to your heavenly home. For more resources to support you as you run your race of faith, visit wisdomonline.org. There you'll find sermons, articles, and study materials designed to deepen your faith and encourage your walk with Christ. While you're there, I invite you to sign up for a free membership in Friends of Wisdom. Once you do, you're going to begin receiving resources from Stephen that'll help you walk wisely through life. Friends of Wisdom receive an email from Stephen each Tuesday. He might send an encouraging article to help you better apply God's Word to your everyday life. Sometimes he sends an answer to a Bible question he received. At least once a month, our Friends of Wisdom receive a free resource. Joining Friends of Wisdom is both free and easy. All you need to do is visit wisdomonline.org/friends. You'll fill out a brief form, and that's it. You'll be signed up, and you'll start hearing from Stephen very soon. When you sign up, you'll receive two free resources immediately. Stephen has two very popular booklets. One is called Blessed Assurance. The other is called The Coming Tribulation. You're going to receive both of those resources when you sign up. Once again, visit wisdomonline.org/friends. Until next time, stay focused on the ultimate prize and run your race with endurance.